don't think that you know everything about your child, because there's something that they're not telling you. If I knew that this was going on, I would have went out there and brought my child back home.
When Africa Hardy was murdered in 2014, it seemed completely random, but it wasn't. It was part of a pattern.
Today, Indiana police say that 7 women found murdered over the last few days may be victims of a serial killer.
They weren't even looking, and 7 women died. I at least knew that there was a serial killer active in Gary. I was assigned to do a really interesting story, and I needed the Uniform Crime Report. Included on that CD was a file I had never heard of. What it was line after line of individual murders. The first thought I had was, could we teach a computer to identify connected cases, to find serial killings?
From iHeartRadio and Tenderfoot TV, this is Algorithm, a podcast investigating a modern serial killer and how he could have been stopped.
The bodies, some of them found concealed in abandoned homes, had been there for months.
They're not paying attention to this.
This story has the potential to change how homicides are investigated all across the country.
Because of her line of work, they didn't have time for her.
They still believe that he has a trail of bodies from Texas all the way to Gary, Indiana.
I don't think we still know how many women he's actually killed.
I think the Gary Police Department should be looking at some of those old cases. They still may have a killer out there.
Algorithm launches June 15th. Listen and subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.